Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, September 2nd. Representatives from federal and provincial governments, as well as local government, were at Neyashinigming this morning for an announcement about a government partnership with SWIFT that has started construction on a significant broadband infrastructure project on the Chippewas of Nawash Unceded First Nation. It will see nearly 300 families, farms, and businesses receive improved access to fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Both the federal and provincial governments have each invested more than $429,000 into the project. That's expected to be completed by June of 2023. There are fewer school buses running in Grey Bruce this year due to a driver shortage. Student Transportation Service Consortium of Grey Bruce Manager of Purchasing and Transportation, Brian Heyman, confirms there are 17 fewer bus routes this year. Some parents in the Shallow Lake area have concerns about the reduction in service. Jessica Galea says her kids would now have to walk along a highway to get to the bus.
I'm not sure how I'm going to juggle that, feeling my kids are safe if they're expected to walk 2.5 kilometers up a highway that I don't even let them walk on to go to a friend's house.
Meanwhile, Heyman from the Transportation Consortium says the driver shortage that led to a reduction in bus routes in Grey Bruce has put additional pressure on current infrastructure, and one strategy being taken to minimize ride times is to review out-of-bounds bus stops. He says they've worked very hard to still offer transportation on an existing route that was as close to the required transportation location as possible. The co-founder of Owen Sound's Festival of Northern Lights has passed away. Marie Walpole passed peacefully on August 28th at her nursing home in Hamilton at the age of 95. The family worked tirelessly to create the first displays for the festival back when it was established in 1987. She and her son owned a stained glass business at the time across from City Hall when they came up with the idea for the Festival of Northern Lights. Canada's largest poutine festival is in Wyarton this weekend. It started yesterday and continues until Sunday at Blue Water Park. Poutine Feast has over 50 variations of poutine. Meanwhile, the business community in Wyarton is also holding a gravy on top sale and promotional event on Saturday. You can find more information in the news story on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The last long weekend of the summer is here, and it could be the cheapest at the pumps since the start of the year. According to Natural Resources Canada, the national average for regular gas today is 161.1 per litre. Gas across southern Ontario ranges from the mid-140s to the mid-150s. The last time gas was this low was the last week of February. In sports, at the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular on the Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits Leaderboard, John Ernest still has the lead in the salmon category with a 25.49-pound catch. Julie Ellis of Dundalk maintains the lead for lake trout at 24.44 pounds. Murray Garness of Georgian Bluffs holds on to the lead for rainbow trout at 12.28 pounds. And John Fowles of Moorfield has the lead for brown trout at 16.32 pounds. The Derby runs to Sunday. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays visit the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's the start of 10 straight games on the road for Toronto. The Jays hold the final wildcard spot in the American League. In the Canadian Football League, the Ottawa Redblacks face the Montreal Alouettes. Game time is 7:30. In U.S. Open tennis, Canadian Rebecca Marino lost her match today. Bianca Andreescu plays at 7 tonight. In Ontario Hockey League preseason action, Hamilton visits Erie and Mississauga hosts the Guelph Storm. The Owen Sound Attack play their first preseason game Monday night when they visit the Barrie Colts. There's more sports heading into the long weekend posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.